The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So I've been all excited about Rosetta Stone, man. I figured, you know, this is it. Finally, you know, I've been lucky enough to be able to travel to South America, and I try to get down there once a year. I've done the Chile thing. I've done the Venezuela thing. I've done Argentina a couple of different times. This year was Central America, and I went down to Costa Rica. I mean, I should be picking up some Spanish at this point, you know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I even took Spanish in high school, and I just should have it down more than I do. And it makes it very difficult to travel in another country when you don't know hardly any of the language at all. So when I jacked up my knee playing soccer a few months ago, and I was just stuck on the couch, I decided this is the perfect opportunity, man, to start learning some Spanish. And I've heard people brag about Rosetta Stone here and there, right? So I'm like, look, if I'm stuck here, I'm going to get my Spanish on. Rosetta Stone, let's go. So I hobbled on over to Borders, and I bought Rosetta Stone, which is way more expensive than I ever thought it was going to be.
Really?
My God, yeah.
Because it really works.
But it seems to work, mostly. it's a really great way to learn Spanish, right? So
they teach you the language just like you learned your first language. So it's not translation, it's what? Immersion, right?
It's a whole bunch
different.
I'm
about to start this for French.
Yeah, I've taken a bunch of Spanish classes before, and the way they teach you in Rosetta Stone is certainly different from that. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be sticking.
That's awesome.
So I've been pretty happy with it, you know?
Are you like speaking in Spanish around your house? Like, how are you practicing it?
Well, I'm one of those guys that only still knows like a word here and a word there, so it's more Spanglish than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly English, but I'll throw in a Spanish word when I just happen to know one, which is what happened to me yesterday, okay? So I'm doing physical therapy for my knee over at St. Joe's. And rather than park way away on those crutches, man, because it's just when you're on crutches, everything feels like it's 7 miles away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a valet there at St. Joe's that I've been using. And the dude is from Colombia. Okay. I got this. Hey, what's up, Colombia? How you doing, dude? What's up, Colombia?
Right. Oh,
okay.
I'm so cool. I'm going to so practice on him.
So every day, I'm there Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, right? And he's there every single day. My little Colombian friend is there every single day, man. So he and I are starting to get a little rapport going on, but it's all been in English up until this point. But now we're homies. Now we're hermanos. Hermanos, brothers. So yesterday when I'm leaving, I hobble on into my truck, and he opens up the door for me, and he says, okay, man, I'll see you tomorrow. And I said, no, see you huevos. And he looked at me, and he started laughing.
Just like Brandon did, intern Brandon back here.
And I got in the car, and I'm like, what's so freaking funny? And then I remembered that Thursday is jueves. Balls is huevos. So what I said to him was, see your balls.
I thought huevos was eggs.
It's eggs, but the slang for it is
balls. Huevos.
That's fantastic.
So I drove off and I saw him and his other Colombian valet friends all laughing. I'm like, what's up, man? I just said, I'll see you on Thursday. And then Stacy said to me, isn't huevos, isn't that eggs?
Eggs, yeah.
And then I remembered, oh, it's also balls.
So, way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome. Done.
It's
going
to be a little awkward
way
next time you go.
Not quite 100% there,
no.
You Rosetta Stone. Not quite.
It's getting there. But you're practicing it.
But I am practicing it from time to time now.
I'm glad to hear you say it's working. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is, actually. I recommend it. Like I said, I'm only 6 weeks into it, but I'm really enjoying it.
Are you doing it every single night?
No, it's like every other night.
When I first
started doing it, I was like 45 minutes to an hour every night.
It?
I was on it. But, it's a really great program for the most part.
Bert Show.
All right, they are lining up now. Here's how All or Nothing trivia works. We have a list of five guys' names here, and there are all sorts of lists about this kind of thing online. We have taken the latest list and sort of looked at other lists and created the top five most well-endowed celebrities in Hollywood. When you call up, you have to give us the list of five. You just can't call up with one name.
Right.
You got to list five guys in Hollywood that you think are the most well-endowed. We're not going to tell you which ones you get right. We're just going to tell you how many you got right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep listening, you'll start to hear a pattern start to form.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And today, if you get it right, which probably won't happen, but if you don't, it's okay because we'll keep this prize for tomorrow also, and we'll keep building on it every day. We've got tickets to go see John Mayer at...
High Five Eyes
at Lakewood.
Lakewood,
High Five Eyes.
Aaron's Amphitheater.
Tickets go on...
Stay consistent down there, man. We're getting old. Our memories are gone.
Tickets go on sale on April 24th, but this is the first thing that we'll give away, and then we'll add every single day, because we won't get an answer on all five today. We got that?
Got it.
Cool.
You have to have five guesses, though. I mean, sometimes on the first day, a lot of people think they can just do two or three, and then they can't think of four and five.
Mm-mm.
You got to have five.
If you don't have all five, we won't even tell you how many you got right. Good morning, Erica.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right, this is All or Nothing trivia. You have to tell us the five male celebrities that you think are the most well-endowed. We won't tell you which ones you got right, but we will tell you how many.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
All right, Lenny Kravitz. John Mayer, Brad Pitt, Ray J, and Jude Law.
And who's the last one?
Jude Law.
And Jude Law.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you're listening, you got to hear all the guesses, because I'm going to tell her that she got none of them right.
Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
None of them right. And I've seen a picture of Lenny Kravitz.
I have, too. I just didn't know it.
And if he's not on the list, I am impressed with the people that are. All right, Erica, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, so there's five names right now that you can completely eliminate if you call up. All right, 404-741-Q100. Good morning, Stacy.
Hello.
Hello.
You want my guesses?
Yeah, right, why not?
That'd be good.
Okay.
Sure, that'd be cool.
Daniel Craig, Liam Neeson, David Beckham, Mark Wahlberg, and Milton Berle.
All right, you've got none on the list.
Up.
No, you shut up. Milton Berle was on, like, I think the Hall of Fame list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you that everybody on this list, just a little hint for you guys, they're all current celebrities. They're all with us.
They're all alive.
They're all with us. They're not in black and white.
Because that would be creepy.
Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You want to be on the Voices, guys, or man?
No.
Call the radio station right. Talking about big penises.
I'd like the first guest to be me.
We'll just call my name, Chris.
All right, what do you got, man? Five guesses here.
Okay. I got Johnny Depp, Usher, Tyson Bedford, Colin Farrell, and Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Well, wouldn't that be awkward?
Hail to the chief.
Joe, you got none right also.
I'm kind of glad I didn't get any right.
So the two things that we have learned there is that, Joe, you are not going to win this contest, and Bert has seen Barack Obama's penis.
Rick, go ahead.
All right. I guess Tommy Lee, Warren Beatty, Mark Wahlberg, which I know I didn't get, Guy Ritchie, and Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci.
I don't want to know. Guy Ritchie, I could see him being on the list.
Yeah,
I was going with some people Madonna dated, I guess.
Smart.
Now, Bonaducci, come on now. That wouldn't make any sense. Mathematically, that's not possible.
Nah,
if Lenny Kravitz isn't on the list, Danny Bonaducci's not on the list.
Why can't Danny Bonaducci?
Come on, man.
Could be. Maybe that's how he gets ladies.
Is it because he's a ginger?
No.
What's that mean?
Red hair.
Redhead. Oh.
He's just not Lenny Kravitz, man.
I'm like, what?
Seems such a
Jim got offended.
I know.
What do you mean by that?
I know. I seriously did not know what that meant.
Here is Tim. Oh, by the way, he got none right.
Okay.
None. And again, with each incorrect answer, that's also a piece to the puzzle,
yes.
too. So we've got 20 now that you can immediately eliminate off your list. Tammy, if you can tell us all five names on the most well-endowed list, you get John Mayer tickets.
Okay, I almost forgot my guesses. Tommy Lee,
Jamie Foxx, Ron Jeremy, Tyson Beckford, and I already forgot my last guess.
I can't do it unless you give us five.
Oh, who did I say?
Say Bert.
Just say anybody.
Bert!
Larry Wax.
Did I get any of them right?
Your last guess was me?
Yes.
Then yes, you got one right. There is one person on that list that you got right.
I forgot what my last guess was. It was a good one, too.
All right. I'm not going to tell you which one you got right, but there is one of your five that was on that list.
Okay.
So we will continue tomorrow morning at the same time.
Right.
If you can tell us who the five most well-endowed men are in Hollywood, then not only do we have John Mayer tickets, but we'll also add one more thing tomorrow morning.
And she repeated guesses. So it's one of the things, like Bert said, you've got to listen to the guesses. Mm-hmm. And when he says you're getting none right, guess what? Don't guess those guys mm-hmm. anymore, you know?
More All or Nothing trivia tomorrow morning, same time.
The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bert Show.
Okay, front page of the AJC now. Says, try not to freak out over crowds. And then the subline is 300,000 folks expected in downtown Midtown for a whole bunch of different events this week. And it says, freaknickers might want to consider cruising on MARTA. Otherwise, this weekend, they'll compete for road space with a beer fest, a robotics competition, basketball at Phillips. Go Hawks! baseball at Turner Field. The Atlanta Dogwood Festival and Piedmont Park, an expected 300,000 people in all, right? The quote is, if it's not absolutely necessary for you to drive your car this weekend, we strongly urge you to find another way. The AJC goes on to say, but can you really say that to a freaknicker? The automobile and the city street were what drove the rolling, unorganized party that became notorious for gridlock and ruckus behavior in the 90s. And Melissa, I think you got to give us
ruckus behavior. That's a real newspaper writer word.
Yeah, this was written by Steve Visser.
Isn't it?
Ruckus behavior.
So give us a definition here for those that never got to experience Freaknik.
Yes.
If it were to become as big this weekend as it was back in the day, then what would Atlanta look like?
A parking lot.
Yeah.
Absolute parking lot. I mean, remember your spring break. Where did you go on spring break? We always went to Panama City Beach. Other people went, you know, wherever you went. And remember that the cool thing to do is be in your car, and then you hung out with other people, you know, other college kids from other parts of the country that were in the traffic line with you, and you partied in the streets, and you screamed at each other, and woo!
All the kids from Michigan were sunburned.
Yeah, and that's what Freaknik is. It's a spring break. And so it's for the predominantly black colleges around the country. They come to Atlanta, and it's their spring break. That's it. That plain and simple. But the thing is, we don't have a beach. So they go to downtown Atlanta, you know, and they party in downtown Atlanta. And at one point they partied in Buckhead when there were bars in Buckhead. And it is a little gridlock, because I do think that when they encourage freaknikers to, you know, not take their cars, well, that kind of, I mean, to be honest with you, as a college kid, that would have taken away my spring break experience, except for the beach. And there's, like I said, there's no beach in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So where else are you going to hang out, unless it's at the parks, if they go to Piedmont Park or whatever. But yeah, the fun part of everything was to be in the cars, and that's where you saw everybody. So it is, mm-hmm. it's a literal parking lot.
Yeah, the great unknown here, and this is what the AJC says also, is Freaknik going to return in full force, mm-hmm. or is it just a loud buzz at this point?
Well, I don't know. Because,
and there's no way of telling.
Because, you know, I think it was the gridlock, and it was just a lot of people who complained about Freaknik being in town because, again, there was no, like a Panama City, you have Front Beach, and you know that if you live in Panama City, well, you just don't go to Front Beach because that's where all the, you know, the spring breakers are going to be, and they'd be at the beach, or you just leave town for the weekend. And I, you know, I was a supporter of Freaknik. I thought it was cool that there was spring break in Atlanta, but I also knew that I wasn't going to do anything that weekend. I didn't plan anything that weekend, or I'd go out of town that weekend. So I never understood the big complaints, unless, of course, you have to work and you have to be mm-hmm. somewhere, then it is going to be a nightmare for you to get there. But yeah, so they asked, you know, asked these college kids to go somewhere else for their spring break. And so Freaknik was not in Atlanta for a long time. So I do think it's kind of, it's two different organizers that are trying to put Freaknik back on. So it is going to be interesting to see how many people actually show up in Atlanta for it this weekend.
I think there are some that are going to be nervous also, because it did get a little out of hand. I mean, it started back in like 83, and it was a picnic, like Melissa said. And then by the time it was over in 94 or in 99, the paper says that 350 people were arrested in 1999. They had to tow 400 cars, and the city paid for more than $1 million in overtime to police officers, mostly for traffic control, but it got a little out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, college kids partying, having a good time, and the more they came, mm-hmm. of course, the more fights you're going to have, the more alcohol you're going to have, the more of all that you're going to have. And, you know, the one concern, I think, for this weekend is that my understanding is the Atlanta Police Department's not involved. Like Mayor Kasim Reed said, we can't help you. And so, but the Freaknik organizers are saying we have private security that's going to help out. So we'll see how well that's
run. Like cruising and showing off your car is part of it. So that's not going to help with the traffic.
Well, here's what some of the Freaknik organizers are saying. And it's Freaknik Atlanta and I Freaknik. They're saying it's going to be a kinder, gentler Freaknik. And it's, they've spread out the timing and geography of events from the Cascade area to Stone Mountain and Roswell to try to help avoid some of that gridlock that we had back in the day. Mm-hmm. Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, yeah, it was funny because when you're talking about this, and you're right, Bert, I actually went to the early 80s ones that actually started back in Washington Park. And basically it was for the kids who could not go anywhere for spring break. Mm-hmm. So they would all meet in the park with their, you know, barbecue grills and everything else and blankets and just sit around and mingle. And that was how it actually started. Mm-hmm. But, and then plus also it wouldn't stay in the same venue every year. We would kind of like get the word on Friday that it was going to this location. So most of the time it was starting in the park. It wasn't like a cruise fest kind mm-hmm. of thing. It was basically in the park. But then eventually, I think what really messed it up for a lot of the college kids was that a lot of people who weren't in college got involved. A lot of, you know, older adults, a lot of locals got involved and turned it into the debacle that it ended up into. So I think that's the biggest problem that we ended up having, and it turned it a bad, you know, it made a black eye on the whole event. So, you know, I just hate that it turned into what it did. And, you know, I honestly don't believe this is going to have any effect this coming weekend. I think it's going to be just fine.
We got an email yesterday from, I don't have her name, but she said that like back in 1996, her 3-year-old daughter had a really bad fall in Buckhead. And they tried getting her to Piedmont, and everything was so backed up that they couldn't get to Piedmont Hospital. Mm-hmm. Then when they finally got there, the doctor couldn't get to the hospital to take care of her daughter because he was coming from outside the city and was taking him like 3 hours. So he calls another doctor who couldn't get to the hospital either. It was just gridlock all over the place.
I'm not exaggerating. When I say parking lot, that's exactly what I mean. I mean, 2 years One year I was, because I said yesterday I was involved in Freaknik. Well, yeah, pretty much, because I was in downtown Atlanta in 93 in gridlock and just had a good time because there's all the Freaknikers and we're in the middle of the, you know, of the party. So we just decided to party with them. And then
Awesome.
I was the only white girl within a 2 mile radius, and which was fine with me because it got a lot of attention. And then and then I was in Buckhead traffic toward the end, you know, toward 97, 98. And again, I knew what weekend it was. So you talk about, you know, yes,
so
I do have.
You can't be mad.
It's like people, I normally have road rage, but I didn't on Freaknik because I knew what was coming. And
it's
so,
like a music Midtown was here. If you live in the apartments near where Music Midtown was, you're not allowed to get mad at the crowd.
Right.
Because
right.
you know it's coming.
And I thought, and I honestly, I did think it was cool that a bunch of college kids were coming. And so I was stuck in Buckhead in traffic, sitting there probably for 2 hours in the same spot.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hi, Bert. Hi, everybody. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that when I went to Freaknik, I saw things on there that I have not seen in porn movies.
Really?
It was really, really bad. The people that really got into it, I mean, it was, you saw people doing things in corners and among kids and stuff like that. It was really bad. So I really wish that it doesn't get out of hand and it doesn't get started at all.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Ron. You're on Q100. Unless you don't want to be. Ron.
He's the magic silent man. Just read his thoughts.
He's trying to project to us.
Keisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Love you, Melissa, that you went to Freaknik. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. But, 93.
I have to agree with the previous caller, Melissa. I was just saying that I don't, because I was asking some of my friends, what do they think? And everyone's kind of rolling their eyes. And I think because we're older, so we're not that interested. But and I think that the younger kids, they don't really know what it was about, so I don't think they're going to be interested either. So I hope it doesn't. I agree with the other caller. I kind of hope it doesn't. Anything comes of it, and I don't believe that it will either.
Unless they're sort of, you know, the reputation in those later years of Freaknik was that it was so wild. Unless the expectation is of the new generation that in order to continue sort of that brand, that you got to get totally out of hand. And that could be dangerous.
Well, it depends on how much the organizers promoted this outside of Atlanta. Because, of course, in Atlanta we have several colleges. Like she said, Washington Park started with all these college kids that were local to get together because they couldn't get out of town. So if it's just the locals, it won't be a big deal. What's happened, like you've heard, it was people from all over the country coming, you know. And it just depends on how much they've advertised outside of Atlanta.
And the real issue really isn't just Freaknik. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on downtown and midtown that you really may want to check the schedule. And if you're heading down that way this weekend, like if you're going to go to a Hawks game, you really want to consider MARTA.
Yes.
Hey, The Bert Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
Intern Reshma is at Mike. Look, Reshma just turned 21 years old, so, I mean, you can only take this internship so far. It's a great internship, but it's not going to pay the bills.
I know. So, I'm graduating this year, so I have to be in the market now looking for a job. So, I've been sending emails and, like, with my resume and cover letters, getting responses, like, going through the whole process.
Just as a side note here, I think there was an article in the AJC a couple days ago about college graduates and the state of employment and trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
It basically said you're screwed.
Yeah.
College graduates are so screwed right now.
This is a really supportive environment.
Take on more debt and go to grad school.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah, and I'm graduating in December, so I'm starting now to try and get a jump start. So I'm applying to thousands of internships and jobs. And I'll get some emails back from some of them requesting more information. And they'll ask for more information. They'll be like, we'd like to consider you. If you would please send us a paragraph about why you would like the internship, as well as a couple of references and a headshot. And I sat there and I was like, a headshot? Three internships have now asked me for a headshot in order to be considered for the position.
What type of position is it?
Yeah.
Two of them are with like talent and entertainment agencies.
Well, that's why.
Okay, that makes sense.
For those ones, I mean, that's understandable. One of them is a event planning company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how to, they're like kind of like one of those like a new, like trying to make a market out of something, but they pretty much just do events. My confusion is one of them I had an interview with, and it was a Skype interview. So they saw what I looked like, mm-hmm. had the interview, and then requested more information. So that confused me. And then the other ones, I was kind of confused because, I mean, what do I send them? I'm 21 years old. The only picture I ever worry about is my Facebook picture. Like, what do I send them?
I wonder, 404-741-Q100, I wonder if this is, if you scratch the surface here, is this the way that you get around the EOE stuff? Like, you're not allowed you're not allowed to ask if you're Caucasian.
That's what my question was.
Or... yeah, so
is
I wonder.
Is it looks or is it race?
I don't know. I wonder if there's a.
Or is it both?
Somebody, mm-hmm. like, if
you know? Maybe
if you're in HR or you do hiring, I'm curious if you ask for the headshot here to get. I don't want to say get around, I get, but it could be, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It sounds like it could be. Because if you're going to be like an admin assistant for one of these entertainment agencies, then what difference does it make mm-hmm. what you look like?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
if it's a talent and entertainment agency, they may want a look for the brand.
Yeah, but you could say that for anything, anybody at a front desk position, or I mean,
yeah, like
are
our
they allowed
front
to...
desk, Johnny Invisible. You know, like I know they totally.
Well, I mean, metal bars is the new thing. Hello,
this is our front desk.
I mean, that is that is the best first impression you could ever make is metal bars, like you're in jail.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway. It's confusing because they have enough information about me, they know about me, and the only thing that kind of like spread in my head. If I was being like, you know, sought out was that fact that my name is extremely unusual. But then again, one of the emails I got for the request, one of the entertainment ones was an email for 30 people saying you are one of the 30 finalists being considered. Please send us like AB in a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm like, maybe it's to compare so they can look at people and be like, OK, this person looks like this, has these qualifications. But even then, I mean, are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out here.
That is
odd. Yeah, that is weird. Mm-hmm.
Here is Amy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
So as an event planner, I just wanted to share why I think they would ask for an 8x10 or a headshot. Because the person who is running the event is the person that people see at the event. Okay. And I wouldn't personally say, oh, this person is African American or white or Asian or whatever, but you want to make sure that those person is, you know, there's no weird piercings, there's no crazy hair, and not that that's bad, but it kind of would, at a wedding, may not be appropriate.
But wouldn't you determine that after you hire the person, like at what place you'll place them?
Well, not necessarily, because if they wouldn't fit at any event, a small business like an event planning company can't afford to have someone working there who would only be appropriate for certain events.
But then why would they just ask for a headshot? I mean, maybe she was covered with tattoos from the neck down like Jeff is, but you can't tell that.
That's confusing.
From just a headshot.
But you can do long sleeves. You can ask someone, you know, to wear pants, not a skirt, if they have, you know, tattoos that were showing below the knee. Or you could ask someone to wear long sleeves.
But if you look like Bombshell McGee, like they need to have, if you have a swastika on your forehead, like that may preclude you from working like a bar mitzvah, for example. Right.
Well, before that would be where the interview process took place. They say, are you willing to take your piercings out? Right. Are you willing to cut your hair? And are you willing to wear long sleeves? Like they would get to the point of one of the final interviews before that would take place. It sounds like now they're weeding people out that they don't think that. Whose look they don't like.
It's a time saver now. Mm-hmm. So even if you're qualified, if you don't look the part, you're not going to get the gig. They're just trying to find out if you look the part first.
But don't you also think now with Photoshop and stuff, like people enhance and change their photos? I mean, I could go on, like, I have enough education to Photoshop a picture of me and make me look a different race and gender easily.
Nobody lies on their resume.
Of course not. What am I thinking?
I wonder if they're trying to find a diverse
group. Maybe it's working in your favor.
I mean, maybe.
Here's Janet. Good morning. You're on Q100.
You think Reshma would give it away?
Good morning. I work for a pretty big place here in Atlanta, and I work in HR, and I think you guys are way off. We do that. We take pictures of people when they come in for interviews, not just so that we have their picture, but when you're interviewing thousands of people, it's easier to put a face with the application. You can remember their personality more. Like, they may just be getting a head start on getting all their files together, so when they call someone in, they already have that picture attached to the file, and they can say, oh yeah, remember this girl, well, she, you know, had a great personality and she really stood out, because after a while people just start to blend in together.
It sure does make you raise an eyebrow though first if they're asking you for the headshot before the interview. Like, I understand what you're saying about taking the snapshot when you're there so they can attach it to the application, but when it's asked beforehand, it makes you look at things a little strangely.
Yeah, and I have to say, just on an offshoot, that I'm going to start doing that just with people, because I am so bad with names that I'm just going to take. I'm going to take just from now on. No, if you meet me, I'm taking your picture, so that way I know who you are.
Put it in your little
Polaroid.
iPad or
yes.
whatever.
And... Hey, Lauren. Good morning. You're on
Q100.
Hi. Hi.
I am working with staffing, and we have gone through a ton of EEOC training. And definitely a headshot, not appropriate protocol for hiring. You have to pretty much just ask the person to take out the piercings, like you guys were saying before, versus discriminating against the headshot.
Yeah, most are calling with the same thing, saying that it's to remember who you are, so they'll attach the picture to your file.
Okay, then here's my question. What do I send them? Am I supposed to go to a photographer, like, get all glammed up and take a picture? Like, what am I supposed to wear? What kind of photo is it supposed to be? Like, that's a pretty specific thing to have without requirements.
I think you should wear, like, a sailor outfit and pose in front of, like, a big, you know, a big wheel. Like, a nautical wheel.
Like second grade.
Or like what about, like, on a bridge? Like with a stream and woods in the background? Yes. Or what about in front of a big giant foam core 09, like to represent a graduation year?
How about
picture.
One of those photo booths at like a Dave and Buster's?
I mean, that'll work. Save me some money.
Or send them four pictures and say, I can be anything you want. Four totally different people.
My diversity.
I am diverse.
Who do you think I am?
Get it. The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
You're on The Burt Show.
So I had one of those perfect moments in time, like one of those times in your life that sort of slow. It seems as if time slows down and you're sort of seeing your life from the outside looking in. Have you guys ever had one of those?
Yeah, I used to. I think we've referred to these before. I call them perfect moments, like where you, like Jen said, for me, it's like everything slows down. You're not thinking of anything else, and you're just in that very moment, taking it all in. And it's almost like a feeling of euphoria.
It is kind of a euphoria. It's almost like if you were in a movie and the main character of the movie is alone with their thoughts, and all you hear is the voiceover of that one character, and everything else kind of becomes background noise, and it's kind of like hones in or whatever. I wonder if there's like a real term for what that is. Because I feel like I just had one, and then now the psychic reading from Natalie Tomlinson is freaking me out again, because she said I would have a lot of these this year, and then I did just have one. So it's cool. It's totally freaking me out.
What was the one you just had?
The one that I had was a couple weekends ago. I was in New York with my boyfriend. He was meeting my parents for the first time and hanging out with my brother. And y'all know my family's like the most important thing in my life. And so so for him to spend time with them and them to get to know him or whatever was really important to me. And I talked about it on the radio before we went, that I wasn't nervous about it at all. I knew it would go great, but you know, that's your hope, is that it's going to go great. And we all just went to brunch together. It was like the simplest moment. We just all were at brunch together. So it was my dad and my brother and his girlfriend, who I'm really close with, and then my mom and me and my boyfriend all sitting around the table. So it was just the six of us, like literally drinking coffee and having brunch. And I got up from the table to go and use the ladies' room. And, you know, in New York City, they're all one-seaters and every restaurant is really tiny. So there's typically a line. So I was kind of like standing in line, like just looking back at the table. And everybody was just like talking and drinking their coffee and having a really great time together and just enjoying that space together. And I just had one of those moments where I was like, I felt like everything was like, I don't know, just frozen in time or something. And I knew it when it was happening, too. You know?
If you've had one of these, you know it. Like, you know what Jen's talking about. Like, I know the first one that I ever had.
It's hard to describe, but it was really moving, like, to the point where I, like, kind of got, like, watery-eyed and, like, kind of teared up, like, after I had it. Like, God, this is so awesome. Like, I just love this moment right now so much.
It's like a drug. It's like it's like euphoria. The first one that I ever had that you had was I remember it like it really was like it was yesterday. It was Stacy and I were on our very first vacation together, and we were on an island called Harbor Island, and I could still picture the little bar that we were at. It was part of a marina, and there was a band playing there. The sun was setting. There was a band playing some reggae, and Stacy and I were just at the bar, and we were drinking. It was just us. It was the band, and there was one like really much older person there, but it was just us being together when with the sun setting and the music playing. I just remember that particular moment being just stuck right there and how awesome that was.
Like the smell of the ocean or just whatever it was, like just, all comes together.
It was a long, I mean, and it was when Stacy and I were in that phase where everything she says is the greatest and I know I feel love, you know, and this is the girl that I'm going to be with. And I will tell you this, that once you have kids, they happen a lot more often.
Yeah, really? I would expect that, definitely.
Like, I watch my kids now, and it's everything that they do, I can freeze the moment now. And when I'm watching Hayden sort of just play with Hollis, they happen all the time now.
Well, because you're sort of discovering life as it's new again through your kids' eyes. Because everything they do is new, right?
I guess.
Everything is like a learning thing or a touching moment or...
I'm not sure what the definition of or why it happens more for me when I have kids, but they happen all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys ever have these?
Yeah, it happens to me often. Like,
happens to you often?
Yeah, because I just, you know, maybe it's my perspective from the transplant. I don't know. I always am. Most mornings I wake up happy that I'm still here. I'm happy in the home I'm in and who I'm with. And, you know, there's a lot of times.
Do you
where,
ever have them between 5:30 and 10 a.m.?
When you stare at Jeff.
maybe the first
anyway,
week.
Anyway, 5:30 to 10 p.m. Is really special.
Melissa's like, I have them when I wake up. I have them when I'm eating breakfast. Yeah. Then I usually have another one around lunch.
And then the first joke, and I'm like, oh, there it goes. No, but no, I mean, it is, I think it's just if, I don't know, maybe, but for me, it does happen a lot because I just am just happy with my life.
I think you can have an, like, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, self-help-y stuff that calls it like an attitude of gratitude. I think you can have that a lot in your life. But it, to me, it's like one of those moments where it's like everything is in slow motion. It's almost like the sound shuts off on life or something.
You ever have one, Wendy?
I haven't had one. I mean, I can't.
Ever?
No, I can't even think of one. I couldn't even, when we brought this up a couple weeks ago, I was trying and I've been trying to think of one, but no.
It just kind of happens.
What about with the atom bomb?
Oh, all the time. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one because we were so in love. No, maybe you have to be like in love and really happy at the place in life that you're at, but I don't know. I haven't had one.
Have you, Jeff?
The one that I remember was an expensive one because it was a few years ago when...
With John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. And ended up in jail. It was weird. But I remember the moment. I mean, it was being pulled away in
handcuffs.
Everything
slowed down.
And I could see his reflection giving a statement in the window of the car. No, it was when we were... Jessica and I got a phone call from some friends who live on a lake up in South Carolina. And they called and said, hey, do you want to... come up, and it was like 2 p.m. And normally we don't do stuff like that. Like we wouldn't make a 2-hour drive at 2 p.m. or whatever. And we decided to, and we ended up going to this little bar that's right on the lake. And there was music playing and the sun was setting and the temperature was perfect and the drinks tasted great. And like everything just felt right. And at the time we had been looking for like a piece, something to buy, like as an investment, you know, like a piece of real estate, like it could be like a rental or something. And the only place I had looked was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I didn't buy is because the hurricane insurance was so expensive. And we were just sitting there and all of a sudden I was like, this is where we need to be. And we ended up buying a place.
I just hate
and being up there. But it was that perfect. Mm-hmm. And I remembered it was like 5 minutes long when the sun was setting just perfectly and the drinks had just arrived. And I remember all of us toasting. It was two couples. I remember the four of us toasting. I remember the music that was playing. And I was like, this is it. And we've had the greatest, you know, couple of summers up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the last one to buy in my community before the real estate market bottomed out. I bought that, and then
good
the
thing you've had lots more perfect moments.
Yeah, that was sure. I'm glad I like that place.
That was also a perfect moment for your realtor. Like, right before this crash happens, perfect.
Yeah. And once you feel one, like you try to create them, and you can't do it. It's almost like waking up from a really great dream and then trying to put yourself back to sleep and having the same dream. You can't force it. It just sort of has happened, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that the only one you've had?
It's so fresh that it's the only one I can think of right now off the top of my head.
Did you have that? Remember when you sat on my lap at the Masters?
Yeah. No, but you did.
That was perfect.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.